This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The jury in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price begins deliberating his fate this morning. The longtime Dallas commissioner faces charges of bribery, mail fraud, and tax evasion. His assistant, Daphne Fain, also faces charges. Closing arguments Tuesday was a day-long affair. The testimony's been described as detailed, boring, even confusing. Yesterday, government and defense attorneys distilled 8 weeks of the trial into just a few hours. Prosecutor Catherine Miller started off. For 10 years, she said, John Wiley Price doubled his salary while leaking information to political consultant Kathy Neely to help her clients who sought contracts with Dallas County. Miller said Price compromised his office and his integrity. She says the longtime county commissioner took bribes in the form of money sent through the mail, as well as cars owned by Neely, and real estate through deals with Neely and Price assistant Daphne Fain, as well as a business owned by Fain, who's also on trial. Prosecutors allege Price hid from the IRS the $1 million he gained over those years. Former federal prosecutor Matt Orwig is now a partner with Winston and Strawn in the Dallas office. He says the tax case is the strongest of the charges leveled against Price.
And the hardest for Commissioner Price's team to have to deal with. That's a uphill climb, I think, for the defense. But again, they only have to sow doubt. They don't have to prove anything.
Three defense attorneys tried sowing that doubt during closing arguments. Daphne Fain's lawyer, Tom Mills, said his client conspired against no one, did nothing illegal, and even disclosed tax documents about a large purchase. Mills says she wanted full disclosure and transparency. During the trial, prosecutors weren't always transparent. On several occasions, they did not turn over government evidence to the defense. Orwig says those mistakes won't likely ruin the government's case for the jury.
But it's just one more data point. They see that the government is not infallible and therefore could have made some mistakes. And the defense lawyers are good enough to exploit that to its fullest.
During closing arguments, Price attorney Chris Knox did his best to capitalize on those mistakes. Orwig says even if the jury agrees with the government on some but not all counts, prosecutors would call it a victory. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.